A federal appeals court delivers a blow to 28 immigrant mothers and their children who are being detained in Berks County, around 70 miles north of Philadelphia. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, the judge found that because the mothers from Latin America entered the United States illegally, they do not have a right to their day in court.
The mothers and their kids from El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala say they were escaping things like gang wars and domestic violence when they crossed the border into Texas. They were immediately arrested and screened to see if they were fleeing a real threat. The government said they weren't, so they are transferred to Pennsylvania and sit detained in limbo. Now a federal appeals court has ruled that since they entered illegally, they need to be sent back to their home countries.
By definition, asylum seekers can't wait around in their countries looking for their papers and waiting until a visa comes through.
Lee Gallant is an attorney with the ACLU representing the detained families.
They have to flee immediately. Any parent would do that on behalf of their child if they face the type of horrific abuse and possible death that these women and children were facing.
The issue that made its way all the way to the Third Circuit of Appeals is very narrow. It's not focused on whether they should be given asylum, but on a deeper legal question. If someone crosses the border illegally, do they have constitutional rights? It's been debated for decades in various cases. Here, though, the court said no, they don't. Some prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have been given court hearings, the judges noted. That annoyed Attorney Gallant.
It's perverse to suggest that those enemy combatants are entitled to habeas corpus, but not these women and children who are on U.S. soil.
Gallant says the deportations are on hold pending their appeal. A spokesman for the Department of Justice declined an interview request. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.